When I was growing up, it's a common expression that I heard. To tell it to us, and some of you may have heard this, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And that's why the expression or they enjoin us to live for the moment. That very moment is all you have. Now you can segue to your past if it will inspire you to do something better or think of the future. But denying that very moment, you are denying everything about who you are and who God is. And there is nothing spiritual about cheap optimism. Because if you say, well, I can't wait to go into the forest. Oh, I'm gonna have the nightingale, I'm gonna have the red robin and all of that. And there's a parrot right there with you. But it's right there. You don't have, it's right there. And we do this all the time. And the God Spirit in each of us try to guide us to do the right thing, but we will fight it or ignore it. If you are feeling pain, it doesn't matter what pain, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, acknowledge it. Don't deny it. It will be like what they say, bury your head in the sand like the ostrich. No, acknowledge it. And then after that acknowledgement, then now this is where you act spiritually, you act powerfully like a child of God. Then you think of God. You bring that presence of God into that issue, whatever it may be, to that difficulty. And then you can say, I claim God is infinite life. I understand it and I express it. Because now you are inviting God, like, Lord, this is painful. But I know whatever this difficulty is, you are more powerful than me. And you have my invitation to come in at any time and take care of it. Don't wait for me, but I've already opened the door. So what good is he saying, oh God, beautiful, oh God, beautiful, my God, oh God, beautiful, oh God, beautiful, my God. What's the point of saying, oh God, beautiful, when you are not feeling beautiful? That's cheap shot. There's nothing spiritual about it. Acknowledge where you are. If it's good, acknowledge it. If it's bad, acknowledge it. But don't swim in it if it's bad. Then you can say, oh God, beautiful. God, I know you are beautiful at all times. Then you bring it in. Invite God to beautify whatever the ugliness you are feeling at that moment. There is no use in saying everything will be all right. That is wishful thinking. Everything will not be all right unless you think rightly. That's the point. Thinking rightly, of course, means putting God into all your affairs. But we always think we can do it ourselves. Yeah, you have a free will and you have that will. But behind that will is God's will. Without that, you can't even, I can't even make a vocal cord. Can I move a finger? And once we acknowledge that God is present at all times, in all things, then we're okay. We're not deceiving ourselves. But you must invite that, you must invite God in. It's like somebody who doesn't know anything about cars and they say, oh, I'm the best mechanic you can have. Good luck with that. Now, you may not know anything about playing any instrument, but if that Spirit of God descend upon you, or you would play like a professional, it takes over. But without that Spirit being upon you, and you've never practiced, well, try to play the flute and let us hear. I'm sure all of us will be ducking because even the, you can't even make it. No. If you don't like the condition you are in, acknowledge it, then invite God in. If you live in the ghetto, and you go around saying you live in a mansion, well, good luck with that. Because that's not going to change. I remember reading Harold Robbins, The Carpetbaggers, I think. And he talks about this guy who is a billionaire and all of that, you know. Goes into any of these shops and they will close the shop down and he spends all the money and all of that. You know, he jets around. I was in high school then and I'm thinking of myself, yes, yes, yes. The pages of that novel was what? Maybe about 500. After I finished reading it, I find myself still in high school. It was so disappointing. After I saw myself jet setting all over the world. Knowing that I still have to follow the order of my boarding school. I might still be bullied. Daydreaming is fine as long as you acknowledge where you are. And then you can then express yourself to God. Lord, this is what I would like. If it's according to what you plan. And that's why we can never be envious or jealous of anyone else. Their success is because of how God ordained it. The way you are is because of how it has been programmed based on your own inner thoughts and all of that, what you've done before, what your mission is, what your purpose is. If your purpose in life is not to be wealthy and to be well-known and to stop arguing with that. Acknowledge where you are. Because you don't know why it is set up like that. We don't know why it is set up that my wife marries. No matter how she thinks she wants a wasp. No, I am the wasp you're going to get. So everything in your life comes to you according to your life purpose, your life pattern, and how you've lived before. It's okay. Accept who you are, what you are. And then let that Spirit of God guide you. Keep going on. You can imagine those of our friends who are little people, you know, they are not that strong. No matter how much they want, it's not going to happen. Even if they go, I understand they go, you can go to doctors now where they can stretch your legs and all of that. How painful that is. So it is not any good pretending what you are not or what you are not feeling. That is what they call Pollyanna, isn't it? Some of us, we know what Pollyanna is. The one who is, optimistic all the time. There's nothing wrong being optimistic all the time, but you need to start with where you are. That's the difference. And there are some people, there's nothing you can do. The world is always pessimistic. And you attract what you think. That's what it is. You don't like where you are? Change your thoughts. Invite God in to help you, to give you that wisdom, that clarity, so that you know exactly the path that has been chosen for you. And if you follow it, you will be happier. You may not have all the other things of the world, but you will be one very happy soul. And people will wonder, how do you do it? Because you're not pretending or fooling yourself. We're not fooling ourselves. We look at what is going on in the world. Everybody is pretending they are better than the other. Or the, No, you are not. As much as we want to blame Putin and what is happening in the Middle East and all of that, we all contributed to that. We are all responsible for that. So the moment we start changing the way we think, the way we act, instead of pretending, then our life will be better for everyone. And then we won't be killing each other. You don't have to go to Ukraine or go to Israel or Gaza before people are dying and killing each other. Here, a neighbor who goes to your porch and steals your goods or steals the car, and then you confront them and they shoot. So pretending does not get us anywhere. And that's why we say cheap optimism is never spiritual. Realize that you are living, if you live in the ghetto, yeah, that's the hands you are being dealt with now. It does not mean it's the end of your life. Actually, it may be the beginning. We've heard stories of people who came from nothing and they went through these atrocious and God transformed them because that's what has been chosen for them. Now, if something has been chosen for you and you choose not to participate in it, don't blame God or your parents or anyone else. They say you should go to school. They gave you the opportunity and you chose not to. And then you end up, and then you say, why is this one? We are co-participants. So whatever it is that God has chosen for us, we must be willing, instead of pretend, to participate fully. If you participate fully, then guess what? Your life, you will be alive. Your life will be sweet. We all know no, not everybody is going to like us or like what we do. But you can be the best at what you do and who you are. And that's all that God asks of us. So if one is living in the ghetto, we acknowledge that. But then we claim the presence of God and that God will guide us to something better. Never settle for less. Because that's not how God wants it. God wants all of us to strive for the best we can be within the path we have chosen or that has chosen. So the spiritual way is to recognize the conditions surrounding you and I, but to know that they are only the present picture. That is what our mind is putting out. So if something is happening to you, whether it's health, whether it's emotional thing, whether it's material and all of that. Yes, no daddy, but that is not the end of your life. Because that's the mistake we all make. We are all, no. If you don't like it, then invite God in. And the divine wisdom will guide you to the, you know. May the Spirit of God guide our intellect in the right direction. May that divine spirit illuminate our mind so that we can see clearly, feel clearly, and taste clearly. And then we'll be able to follow our path to our ultimate destination. And we will be one happy family. Some of us, we've heard about St. Francis. Even at the time of his death, he's blind, and yet God is still using him to heal. He didn't disavow that he's blind. Hey, brother donkey, just another, yeah, let's go. We're getting there. He wasn't afraid of death. And none of us should be afraid of death. But if you do not bring God in and ask God to show you the true way of living, you will always be afraid. St. Francis wasn't just like that when he was born, before he, you know. Yeah. He put everything into it, didn't he? And he became who they are still talking about. Even Jesus that they talk about. Yeah, before, it is gradually he began to realize who he is and the mission he came. It just didn't happen overnight when he was a baby. Yeah. And then when he knew that, didn't he fast for 40 days like we heard? Didn't he tell his disciples when they couldn't heal, he said, well, that takes a special dispensation. That special dispensation is, you need to change the limitation of your thoughts, of your mind. So if we don't like what is going on, it is up to us to change that. Every single day, when you wake up, most of all, we take it for granted. You think, oh, I'll see you tomorrow. Who guarantees that you will see me tomorrow? I can't even guarantee the next second. And that's why we should always acknowledge when you wake up, beloved, thank you for restoring my soul within me. And another day, that moment. And then we say, Lord, yes. Bless everything that I do today. You are in charge of it. You are in charge of my life. And I will do the best I can to work with what you offer me to. So, which is, then you come and acknowledge, you claim God, that he's with you and working in all your affairs. And no matter what your circumstances, then we realize that God can change your circumstances. That's why I love to read stories of people that they never thought they would be where they are today. I have witnessed growing up things that the medical field could not cure. You don't blame them. That's the limitation of their work. Not because they are not expert in it. So when they say, well, we've done all we can, that's it. This is not going to happen. And then they show up at the ashram. And Father says, well, let's see what God has to say about this. He doesn't say, no, we don't. No, let's see what God has to say. If God says, that's it, that's it. When God said, oh, this is just the beginning. Because they are following the inspiration of Christ. Didn't he do that with Lazarus? When he said, oh, okay, when he got it in spirit, that wasn't him. He got it in spirit that, oh, this God wants to showcase another thing today. Otherwise, they could have reached him. God could have told him, but God didn't tell him. And then he knew, yes. And he said, oh, he's sleeping. And what did people do? They look at him like, yeah, crazy prophet. He's sleeping. He's already stinking. It's 3 days now, and he's sleeping my ass. Excuse me. Well, because that's how we talk on a daily basis. When we don't believe, you know, say, yeah, right. And what did Jesus say? He said, Lazarus, come out of your sleep. And he rose. And everybody is astonished. And we're still talking about it. And that's the way we should live our life. Don't let the circumstances of what is showing up in your life at that moment take over you. No, you are a child of God. You are more powerful than that. Acknowledge it and then say, God, okay, you can change the circumstances of my life. It does not matter. If we want peace in the world today, we can change it. I was listening to the news last night, and they said, in over 35 years, this is more than what they spend in the world. They spent $2.3 trillion. What they might call it, defensive, you know, bombs and all of that, that they spent last year. And they said, probably is due because of Ukraine war. And they said, it takes 1/4 of a trillion. Now, look at the difference. 2.3 trillion, they're using all the bombings and all of that. But 1/4 of a trillion, we neutralize poverty in the whole world. Do all of you see how we're so upside down? I mean, it's just amazing when you sit down and think about this. Because when you don't see the other person as a human being, as a soul that deserves to live, you want to eradicate them. Then they will fight back because God will, you know. So if we want peace in the world, we can obtain it. If we stop being greedy and selfish, self-centered. Because when I think of what is going on in the world, sometimes my heart breaks. I shed that deep tears. And Spirit knows, I will come on start. They say, here he comes again. How many times are we going to tell you? We know what we are doing. But it's painful to see it. When you see people of the same country, who doesn't want the other person for whatever reason, gender, you know, sexual orientation, race, class, whatever it is. How much money can you use on a daily basis? How many rooms can you sleep? To think that there are people who cannot make things ends meet in this country, and we have the most billionaires in the world. And yet we are called the most powerful country. That's why they say, if you wish somebody evil, if you want somebody dead, you better dig 2 graves, because one is for the one you want dead and one is for you. Look at how many Russians has that they died. Some of them they didn't bring that war because somebody decided it. Look at how many Palestinians and how many Israelites have died. When Hamas decided, no, we're gonna kill the Jews. Well, yeah, you dig one grave, you better be ready for your own. Nobody owns this earth. So when you claim this is our land, they cannot come in here and be, seriously? Were you there when God created the land? And then when you see a baby, the mother is born, and they have to extract that baby out. And that's why Jesus says, when they slap you on one side, turn the other cheek. Because when we start exchanging blows, well, we will all demolish ourselves. God intended for us to have dominion over our lives, to be the captain of our souls. That's what he wanted for us. But are we captain of our souls? Because if you are captain of your soul, you will not treat the other person as if they don't deserve to live. I bet you now, those who are supporting the Palestinians and those who are supporting the Israelis, they might be fighting now, but if you take all that craziness out, if they live as a soul, you find that they might actually be best friends. They might be like brothers and sisters. But we allow circumstances to take that power that God has given us. How can we be captain of our souls when we think the circumstances are better than who we are and more powerful? We should be active in the kind of activity we like, not the one that circumstances pulled you into. We should be associating with those whom we desire, whom we like. And as life goes on, we become happier, healthier, and younger. And then we will be able to expand that consciousness. Because I don't know about any of you, when I'm really happy, I noticed that during my retail days. It has nothing to do with whether I'm making sales or not, but that spirit takes over. Even when people are insulting me, I don't see it. Even the person that I can't stand because maybe of their character, that very moment, love goes out to that person. Even if I try to, hello, they'll be surprised. Like, I thought he doesn't like me. Why is he being nice to? That's what a true soul, when you are living in your element, that's what it is. So if we are to be captain of our souls, we must speak with that authority. And speaking with that authority means you acknowledge whatever circumstances, but they do not determine the outcome of your life. God determines that, and you invite God in, and that God is not outside of you. He's already present in you. You just need to open up the friendship lane. So whatever we want in the world, Let us not go with cheap optimism. Let us mean it. It's because we don't mean it, that's why we're still going through all these chaos, you know. We're so full of lip service, you know. We said, oh, we want peace in the world. Well, we are not living peaceful, even within ourselves, are we? So that's the catch to this. Let us start with ourselves, no matter what it is. That moment, we live for that moment, we acknowledge that moment, and then we celebrate that moment because that moment is God. And then we can claim all other things we want.